at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court said Monday Texas cannot enforce parts of its controversial law, putting strict new regulations on abortion providers in the state.
We're grateful that the Supreme Court stepped in.
The restrictions would have required doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges to nearby hospitals and forced clinics to adhere to hospital-like standards for infrastructure. Groups like Planned Parenthood celebrated the court's ruling as a victory against what they say was an unfair effort by anti-choice state legislators.
There is no medically necessary reasons for this to happen. This is only political attacks, relentless attacks against Texas women and their access to safe legal abortion.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The Supreme Court has issued a stay on a lower court's ruling involving the anti-abortion laws that were recently passed in Texas. The main concern here is whether or not clinics have admitting privileges. That means that there needs to be a surgical doctor on the premises who has the ability to admit someone from the clinic into a hospital should anything go wrong. Now, that all sounds like it's important, but the reality is this is not something that is needed when it comes to performing abortions. It's just a way to make abortions more restrictive in the state of Texas.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, the battle for life is raging in the federal courts and in the state courts as well. In Florida, a 24-hour waiting period has gone into force. That was passed by the legislature, signed by the governor. It was challenged by the pro-abortion industry in Florida and the groups like Planned Parenthood, the ACLU. Initially, there was an injunction issued, but there was a stay of that injunction when the case was appealed by the state of Florida, who is fighting for life. Now that's at a different judge, so we're waiting to see if that judge will reissue the stay or allow the law to go into effect as the case progresses. This, again, too much for the abortion industry, and they fight back against any possible regulation or restriction. And then you heard in the opening of the show the commentary about the Texas law that's being challenged all the way at the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, right now it's procedurally stayed by the Supreme Court. Those aren't going into effect. Two provisions of the law, one provision which is about admitting privileges, that these abortionists have to have admitting privileges at a local hospital in case of emergency, as you heard in the open. That's too much for the pro-abortion industry, and also that the abortion facilities have to meet the same standards of care and the same standards as an ambulatory surgical center. And you would think, again, this is pretty common sense, but too much for the abortion industry. We're taking your phone calls on it today, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, we're making a lot of gains in the pro-life movement when it comes to people. But we've got to take those gains and turn them into action and be ready to fight, because Planned Parenthood and this industry, remember yesterday on the broadcast, they call themselves vendors and companies, vendors of abortion. They are not going to, this is about their bottom line. It's about money. They want to do everything they can to make sure their coffers are filled, and every bit of profit they can receive off an abortion, they get. And so you've got to fight them back just like you would fight back a big business or a big industry that's fighting federal rules or regulations or state regulations in court. That's how they come to court. We have to be ready for that fight. We want you to join us, whether it's the 24-hour waiting period in Florida, which hangs in the balance in the state courts, or the Texas regulations, really common sense, at the U.S. Supreme Court. We want you to join our committee to protect life. You can do so. It's absolutely free. And you want to do it right now, folks. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and join the committee to protect life online. That's aclj.org. Or call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
It's being called the biggest abortion case at the United States Supreme Court in 25 years. The high court has temporarily blocked a critical pro-life Texas law. Now the lives of thousands of babies and women are at stake. Texas passed a critical pro-life law requiring basic safety standards at abortion clinics and ensured that women injured in abortions could be quickly admitted to hospitals. Abortion zealots did all they could to oppose this law and have now turned to the Supreme Court to stop it. Stand with the ACLJ in defense of the life of the unborn. We're preparing to file a critical amicus brief to vigorously defend life and uphold these pro-life laws. Add your name today. Sign on to our committee to defend pro-life laws and save lives. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow, and we are, of course, as the July 4th holiday approaches, an important day as we celebrate our independence from tyranny. And again, it's with all the issues that we're facing at the Supreme Court, whether it's the marriage issue, whether it's the health care issue, and wins and losses, we still live in the greatest country in the world, and we should never forget that. We live in a place where we have a voice, where we can fight these battles out and go to court have the political process that works, win or lose, and really have a voice. And that's what makes our country so unique from other countries around the world. That doesn't mean our voice always carries the day, but it certainly means that we always have the opportunity to fight. And right now, focusing in on those life issues as well, folks, both in Florida and out of Texas, at the U.S. Supreme Court, one in the state courts, one is made its way all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. One is just at the appellate state courts in Florida. We're going to take your phone calls on that, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to join our committee to protect life, call now. It's a toll-free number. This is a great time. We're going to be filing briefs. You want to be part of that, folks. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org. There's a lot of phone calls coming in, but I do want to get updates from Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, and Joseph Williams, an attorney with the ACLJ. Let me go first to Than. Washington is doing a gut check right now. There's a lot of tough battles, and it's been pretty difficult to get things through Congress, pretty divided Congress, and of course with the Obama administration pretty much unwilling to compromise. But when people look at these regulations out of Texas, or a 24-hour waiting period out of Florida, and then they also look to the federally, the 20-week abortion ban, or the Unborn Child Protection Act, that these are real efforts underway that we have to keep fighting these battles. We have to put these on the desk of the president.
Yeah, no question about it, Jordan. And actually, this is one of those issues where there actually has been some consensus. I mean, you mentioned the 20-week ban. That passed in a bipartisan fashion. Granted, not a lot of Democrats were on board with that when it passed the House of Representatives. But they listened to the American people, Jordan. They said the majority of the American people don't think that an abortion in a late term is something that the United States of America should allow. That we should join the rest of the world in that effort. And then when you look across the nation, I mean, you talk about 51 state laws on the pro-life effort that have passed in the states. Here in Washington, D.C., Jordan, I think members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, are saying we have some division, we have some partisan divide here, but the states are more responsive to what the American people want. And by and large, whether you're talking about informed consent or safety standards or hospital admitting privileges, Jordan, the American people want these protections for the unborn, and they want these protections for the mothers of those unborns. That's why this effort has shifted to the states, and that's why here federally, a lot of the attention has moved to where the ACLJ is, and that is defending those efforts that are originating out of the states.
Folks, you can go to ACLJ.org now to stay updated, to join our committee to protect life. We've got to fight back against the abortion industry. Call now if you want to join that committee. It's absolutely free to do so. Here's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us on air or live, call us 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Rose is calling in from New York on line one. Rose, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi. Quickly, I'm very happy that you give us the opportunity to feel and actually do something by signing your petitions and contributing to efforts monetarily. So I thank you for that, fighting, you know, along with you. But I also want to know, as a layperson, you're just common people, what can we do, you know, besides signing your petitions and giving to you monies to help to fight, but what can we do within our sphere of influence to actually do something?
Well, you know, Rose, I think that there's a pretty simple response to this, and I thank you for your efforts. You know, everybody's got different time commitments, different responsibilities at home. So it's, again, we try to make it as easy as possible for you to make your voice heard and to get involved in the issues. But if you want to go to that extra step, you can get involved locally. There's local pro-life organization chapters, but also your local pro-life pregnancy centers. And in the New York area, I know you've got plenty of them. We've represented them before because they come under attack by groups, by the abortion industry. And so you can, again, get involved at that level and work with those pro-life pregnancy centers. They need volunteers. They need help. So I encourage you to go online and find the closest one to you, or crisis pregnancy centers, as they're sometimes known. And Rose, I encourage you to do that. It's a great way to be involved. We're going to continue, folks, to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. Let me go to Joseph Williams, an attorney with the ACLJ. Joseph, we're following closely what's happening in Florida and Texas, but you forwarded me an article actually this morning about the number of state restrictions that have gone into force, good restrictions that have gone into force to limit abortions or to restrict the abortion industry. And so it's a new front in the battle for life that people need to be more aware of. And now the abortion industry is fighting back, not surprisingly.
That's right. Fan mentioned one of the statistics from the article just a moment ago, that states across America, the 50 states, have already passed 51 pro-life laws saving unborn babies from abortion in 2015, which is more than all of the pro-life laws every state passed throughout the entirety of 2014. This moves the total number of common sense pro-life regulations and restrictions to 282 since 2010. That is huge. That is tens of thousands of unborn lives that are protected. President Obama said just the other day, after the Supreme Court decisions, that we are people who believe every child is entitled to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And even though the Obama administration and a lot of politicians do not put that into practice, it's so great that so many pro-life legislators in Congress and in states across America are enacting common sense regulations to save these lives.
And the states are willing to fight. I mean, so we have to back them up. If Florida is willing to fight for their 24-hour waiting period and Attorney General Pam Bondi out of Texas, Texas willing to fight to keep those restrictions. Very basic, folks, that these abortion facilities have got to meet basic standards of ambulatory surgical centers, and that the abortionists have to have some kind of admitting privilege at a nearby hospital in case of emergency. But again, that's too much for the abortion industry. So we've got to stand with these states. That's what we're going to be doing. That's our committee to protect life, whether it's Attorney General Ken Paxton out of Texas or Pam Bondi in Florida, and making sure those states, the legislatures pass these laws. They know it's going to be a fight. You've got to support your legislatures. You've got to support your state officials as well, because they're always facing that balance of, you know, they know the lawsuit's coming. They know they're going to have to defend this in court. We want you to stand with us, folks. Join our committee to protect life. Call now, toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Nearly 60,000 people have joined that committee to protect life at 877-989-2255. Mary Ellen is calling in from Illinois online, too. Mary Ellen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Oh, hi, Jordan. Have a quick question. I don't understand when you use the word stay regarding the decision, and sure, could you explain how it applies in this case?
Sure. Out of Texas, the Supreme Court has issued a stay. It was 5-4, so it's procedural. That means that those two parts of the regulations that are at issue in court don't go into force. So the abortion facilities in Texas do not have to meet the standards of the ambulatory surgical care centers. And the abortionists don't have to have admitting privileges, so long as the Supreme Court is deciding whether or not to take the case. So if they take the case, what's called on the merits, they'll then decide if they will lift the stay or not. And if they don't take the case on the merits, the Fifth Circuit decision stands, and that means the stay would be lifted. So right now, again, it's a question of will the court take the case up, but those regulations can't go into force. Similar in Florida, right now it's on an appeal of a temporary injunction. We'll keep you updated on it at aclj.org. We want you to join our committee to protect life. It's a great time to do it, folks. We've got to fight these battles in state court, in federal court, in Congress. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Talk to us on the air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Next to you and defend her
still today. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It's being called the biggest abortion case at the United States Supreme Court in 25 years. The high court has temporarily blocked a critical pro-life Texas law. Now the lives of thousands of babies and women are at stake. Texas passed a critical pro-life law requiring basic safety standards at abortion clinics and ensured that women injured in abortions could be quickly admitted to hospitals. Abortion zealots did all they could to oppose this law and have now turned to the Supreme Court to stop it. Stand with the ACLJ in defense of the life of the unborn. We're preparing to file a critical amicus brief to vigorously defend life and uphold these pro-life laws. Add your name today. Sign on to our committee to defend pro-life laws and save lives. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
to Jay Sekulow Live. That is Lee Greenwood performing God Bless the USA with the Jay Sekulow Band. It's on Facebook. We posted it, and we'll be playing that as we get closer to the July 4th holiday as we celebrate our independence. And it's a reminder, folks, that with all of these battles and with some of the negativity that comes with it, and sometimes wins and other times losses, that we live in the greatest country in the world. We are able to fight these battles. We're able to talk to you every day. We're able to do something about it. We're able to get involved. And really what happens is a reflection of the country. And so it's up to us to change the culture and to fight on these issues when we believe strongly in something. That's what makes America unique from other countries around the world, and why I think it makes America the greatest country in the world. So again, enjoy those celebrations and remember what we're celebrating. It was a miraculous independence and a struggle against an empire to have that kind of freedom. We've got, again, you can see that online through our Facebook pages, through ACLJ or Jay Sekulow Band. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Tim is calling in from Colorado on line 4. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for the work you're doing in your area of expertise in our country here. My question has to do with the judges, and we seem to be seeing more and more judges making decisions based on how they feel or perceived liberties, as in the recent case at the Supreme Court. Where are judges, Christian judges or those in the system who have a proper understanding of law, and I guess I've heard it called original intent, where they look at the Constitution and say, what was it originally intended to say? Where are these judges? And then following up, what can we do as people out in the country to support or advocate for judges who would have a proper understanding of law?
No, it makes sense, Tim. And listen, you know, every state is different. So your state court judges, you may elect them in partisan elections. They may be nonpartisan elections. They may be retention votes, which you don't actually choose the judges, but then you decide after a period of time if that judge or those judges should remain. And they're usually staggered based on the different levels of your state court. So one is to get involved. Too many times people aren't engaged on that at the local level or at the state level. They're pretty uninformed about these judicial races. Sometimes that's because the laws make it more difficult for the judges themselves to explain. Other times it's just kind of a process that doesn't get a lot of attention most of the time. But you do have a voice some way in even at the state level. So that's one. Two, you know, when it comes to our federal judges, they are nominated by the President of the United States. So elections have consequences. Now, they get nominated by the President. They have advice and consent by the Senate. And so they've got to be able to be confirmed as well. So all of the elections have consequences. So for the most part, listen, do we need more good judges in the system, more good candidates? Absolutely. There's not enough good conservatives out there to choose from. That doesn't mean, however, they don't exist, and that doesn't mean that you can't find them, but you've got to have the political majorities to actually be able to get them through the process, whether it's at your state level or it's at the federal level. Tim, great phone call, and I hope that has explained it for you and reminds people, you know, when you see those judges on when you go and vote, and maybe it's a bigger statewide election, to try and get informed about that as well. And there are organizations that do that at the local level in varying ways. So make sure you do that as well. Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We want you to join our committee to protect life. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Let's go to Carl calling in from Florida on line 3. Carl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Carl.
Why don't we go on the offense here? I mean, I've never heard of a woman yet that had a abortion earlier in their life and things that didn't just ruin their life almost. I never heard of one that was happy. So why don't we get out there and find all these women that have had abortions and they completely demolished their lives and get the petition. I bet you could get at least 50,000 before the Supreme Court you know, before we have to go to the Supreme Court.
Sure. Well, you know what? I think, one, Carl, let me thank you for your phone call. And if you listen to this broadcast regularly, you know when we talk about these issues, oftentimes women who are very courageous and brave call in and tell their story. And it's not a pleasant story, and it's not a good story. And, you know, abortions are never a good thing. Even some on the pro-abortion side try to use those kind of terms and say it's never something we want to happen. But the truth is, Than, you've been on the broadcast for a long time now. When we hear those stories, I do think it has a different kind of impact. And there are pro-life groups who try and highlight this, but the abortion industry does everything they can to silence those voices.
The important things about these cases we're talking about today, Jordan, because they involve the stories of the women whose lives have been changed because these kind of requirements aren't in place. The women who unfortunately go in to seek an abortion and they leave that abortion mill in the back of an ambulance, Jordan. I mean, that's why you need a hospital admitting privileges. That's why that facility needs to have basic safety standards. The bottom line in these cases is abortion is dangerous. It not only kills the child, but it is also very dangerous for women as well. And the abortion industry, they are so sold out for abortion on demand at any time, for any reason, and in any place that they ignore those dangers that it poses to women. And these cases that we're talking about today, yes, they speak to the life of the child. But, Jordan, they also tell the stories that the caller's talking about the women who go in to seek abortions and have their lives impacted to the negative for the rest of their lives.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Joseph, I want to go to Joseph Williams, an attorney with the ACLJ. Let's update people. If they're just joining us about these two cases, one out of Florida, the other at the U.S. Supreme Court. So one's in the state court, one in the federal court system. Both fight for pretty basic common sense regulation. Florida's a 24-hour waiting period. And Texas, again, basic regulations of the abortion industry.
Yes, so the Florida 24-hour waiting period did go into effect yesterday, and anyone that showed up at an abortion clinic in the state of Florida, they were told that after the consultation that they had to come back in 24 hours for the procedure. But there is a lot of ongoing litigation in that case, and that law could be temporarily blocked at any point in time. In Texas, the Supreme Court, by a close vote of 5-4, said that the common sense restrictions looking out for the health of the mother and the health of the baby, that they are temporarily on hold, and that is why we are preparing to file a brief as this case moves forward to protect these common sense restrictions.
Folks, if you want to join with us, if you want to add your voice to the thousands who are standing with us in defense of life, I want you to call now, 877-989-2255. We also have the petition up online at aclj.org. Folks, this is going to be a series of briefs filed in various courts, both at the circuit level and also at the Supreme Court of the United States. This is your opportunity to stand up and be the voice for those who do not yet have a voice. Call now, 877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget.
In his new book, Undemocratic, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. And we're going to get right to those phone calls. We've got a lot of them coming in. Let's go ahead and start on line one. We've got Bob calling from Minnesota. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, I hope I don't lose you. I'm driving down the interstate right now. With all the changes that are going on, you know, people making laws and stuff, what's keeping the Supreme Court in check from changing the laws to suit themselves?
Well, you know, let me say, Bob, one is that, you know, what keeps the Supreme Court in check is that they don't have an enforcement mechanism. So long as they have to kind of rely on, they do rely on the executive branch and Congress to some extent for the funding of that to actually enforce their decisions. So that's what makes the Supreme Court unique, is that they don't have a police force to enforce their decisions. They have to rely on other agencies of the government. So that is to one extent. And remember, the Supreme Court is a reflection of those who have made the choices of who to nominate to the Supreme Court and who's gone through that confirmation process. It's an aging court right now. And I think that it's fair to say the next president of the United States could likely have three Supreme Court choices, and we've seen how these nominations and the two by President Obama so far that have that can shape the court for decades to come. You know, it's way after the president is gone, those Supreme Court justices are still there. And so, again, there's also checks. There's the constitutional amendment process. It's very difficult. Article 5 of the Constitution only happened 27 times in our entire history. And so it takes a pretty huge groundswell of support, either at the state level or at the federal level. But remember, all of these people are a direct reflection of us. They are direct reflections of the voters. And so, you know, Than, that's what becomes important, is that there are checks on all of our different systems of government and our checks and balances and our separation of powers. But that's been under a lot of attack as well under this administration. There's a lot of question about how much of those checks are left.
Yeah, it sure has. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion on Capitol Hill in the last week, Jordan, after the decisions of last week, about what the legislative branch could do in response to this. And you mentioned some of the things that have been discussed, you know, whether it's funding for the Supreme Court or maybe some of their travel or maybe some of their clerks or, you know, maybe even on the extreme edge, maybe even articles of impeachment of a justice. I don't think those have anywhere near the political support to get across the line. But one of the things that I have reminded them, not that those aren't things that they maybe shouldn't consider at various points in our history, but they have to remember, it was not all that recently for each of these justices that they had an opportunity to weigh in about these justices. The United States Senate has that advise and consent role that you mentioned, and in every case of those justices, they found the votes necessary to sit on that bench. So they need to make sure that they look in the mirror as well and understand that they, at least in some part, whether they were in office or not, the legislative branch does have at least some role in each of those nine justices sitting there.
Continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684, that's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. And we are going to continue to take your phone calls as well. Again, if you want to get involved in this issue, call 877-989-2255, that's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Let me get a quick update, too, from Joseph Williams. Joseph, tell people about these cases as well. I like to reset the stage because they're unique cases out of Florida and Texas.
Yes. So in Florida, the 24-hour waiting period for an abortion to take place, that is at stake in the Florida state courts. And then the common sense restrictions in Texas that look out for the health of the mother and the babies, that has made its way through the Fifth Circuit all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. They are making decisions in the coming days and months of whether to take that case up on the merits, which would be one of the largest cases in 25 years.
And this is, again, you know, could be the most important pro-life case in 25 years. This is the new battle for life. It's happening at the state legislatures and states that are willing to fight, whether it's Texas or Florida or your own state. Call now, folks. Join us in our committee to protect life. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
It's being called the biggest abortion case at the United States Supreme Court in 25 years. The high court has temporarily blocked a critical pro-life Texas law. Now the lives of thousands of babies and women are at stake. Texas passed a critical pro-life law requiring basic safety standards at abortion clinics and ensured that women injured in abortions could be quickly admitted to hospitals. Abortion zealots did all they could to oppose this law and have now turned to the Supreme Court to stop it. Stand with the ACLJ in defense of the life of the unborn. We're preparing to file a critical amicus brief to vigorously defend life and uphold these pro-life laws. Add your name today. Sign on to our committee to defend pro-life laws and save lives. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bronze stripes and
welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live as we prepare for the July 4th holiday, the celebrations that entails. I think, you know, it's important to remember, and I think we've done a good job of doing that more recently, and maybe I think some of that's because of social media, that we remember the importance of this holiday, that our independence, where we miraculously fought back against tyranny and an empire, so that we'd have these kind of freedoms and we can have these kind of debates. We have this kind of free speech, and that doesn't mean that you can just take it for granted. You have to constantly fight for your rights. You have to fight for your First Amendment rights. You have to make sure that those First Amendment rights, that you keep those as well. So, folks, I want to encourage you to stand with us as now we're fighting for life and our committee to protect life. You can join by calling 877-989-2255. And there's lots of other issues. You know, we've posted a great victory involving the military and fighting back against some of those radical anti-Christian groups. A great victory in the Air Force. That's posted up at aclj.org. And, of course, the Saeed Abedini. I know William is calling in from Georgia about that on line three. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jordan. How you doing? It's been a while. But I know you guys are talking about the abortion issue or whatnot, but I was just kind of concerned since the 1,000 days that passed with Saeed still being in prison and whatnot. What is the status going on now with the nuclear talks? And
sure.
Any closer?
Well, William, let me just say, and I didn't mean to cut you off there, you know, the nuclear talks, the initial deadline was June 30th. That's been extended, and it goes five more days to July 7th. And I'll go to Than Bennett. And Than, we posted an update online, too, at aclj.org. It was Saeed and Nagmeh's 11th wedding anniversary and third anniversary. He's been imprisoned and away from his family, away from his two children as well. And so, again, we're looking towards that new deadline and whether or not the U.S. will continue some kind of diplomatic dialogue or not. And then I will say that the Obama administration, more so than they have maybe in the past 6 months, has been slightly more negative about the outcomes of these talks.
Yeah, they have. I don't think they're certain that they're going to have a deal by the 7th. I think they're desperate for one and probably want one almost regardless of what the terms are. But, you know, Jordan, to the question there from William, and specifically as it deals with Pastor Saeed, we are seeing a loud response on Capitol Hill from members who are likely to both support a deal and oppose a deal, telling the administration, listen, you have got to resolve the issue of the prisoners before you present us with a deal to possibly vote on. And this is one of the very positive things that comes out of that congressional review that they achieved through the Iranian Review Act. Because if the administration does get a deal by the 7th, that deal has to be transmitted to Congress. And Congress has the opportunity to reject that deal if they so choose. And we are hearing from, like I said, again, members on both sides of this that say the prisoner issue has to be resolved. And I can't give all of these details, but we know through back channel communications with the administration that they are getting that message loud and clear. And they know they have a very high risk of having that deal rejected if they send Congress a deal without resolving the situation as it pertains to Pastor Saeed in advance. So I think that's a positive development.
We need you folks to continue to stay engaged on this. I mean, Pastor Saeed has been in prison now over 1,000 days, 1,010 days as we mark this day. And we need you to continue to be in prayer for the family, pray for his release, and pray for those other Americans as well that are being held hostage by Iran. It's when we have updates for you, we're going to give them to you. And oftentimes that's at ACLJ.org or through this broadcast. So, William, thank you for that phone call. Let's go to Jane calling in from California online. Ford, Jane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. Hi, listen, I'm on the line because I'm completely anti-abortion. I'm a 56-year-old white female who was born and raised in San Jose, California. And I had an abortion in 1980 and another one in 1986 and another one in 1992. And the reason that I did that was because it was so easy. There were so many abortion clinics that were easily accessible, and they were affordable. And that is the main catalyst that brought me to my knees and received the forgiveness of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And to this day, I live with that which I can never emotionally recover from. I had my own children murdered. I robbed them of their opportunity to have their lives on earth. And when I get to heaven, I will have to face those children and tell them how sorry I am. And I just want to urge any woman anywhere who is considering an abortion, do not do it, because you won't get over it, and it's murder.
Well, let me just thank you, Jane, for calling in. You know, we talked about this actually with a previous caller, that we hear from a lot of brave women and who are courageous and will tell these stories. And as you say, you know, we call it the abortion distortion that you got caught up in. And we have a forgiving Savior. And again, you've had that redemption. But it doesn't mean, it ever goes away. And you can never forget what happened. And it's because this industry does everything possible to make you buy into that this is no big deal. That, hey, this is not, we don't even want to meet the standards. I think, I'll go to Joseph on this. Joseph, I think it goes right to the meeting even the standards of the ambulatory care. I know they don't want to do it financially, but it also makes it more real what they're doing. These are invasive procedures, and it's taking human life. And so if they're meeting those standards of care at their facilities, or if their doctors or these abortionists have admitting privileges, then they are also acknowledging the seriousness of what's going on here, and they try to make it like it's no big deal.
The abortion industry continues to spread their dangerous deceptions concerning what abortion is. Not only to the effect of it is ending an innocent life, but also that it is dangerous for women. That's why the Kermit Gosnell case in Pennsylvania was so important, and that led to a flurry of state laws across America, such as the ones in Texas, to say, look, if you are going to be performing abortions, you are a doctor that needs admitting privileges to a hospital in case something goes wrong. Look, you need to have someone there who can resuscitate the baby if the baby is born alive. You cannot kill the baby once the baby is born. And it just shows what the abortion distortion is all about. It shows their dangerous lies and their deception that far too many people buy into. And thankfully, because of organizations like the ACLJ, because of our work, because of good pro-life activists all around America, we are getting to a place where these restrictions are being passed, 52 already this year, to ensure that women's health is truly protected and that unborn babies are respected and have a chance at life.
And when these laws are passed, folks, you have to be ready to defend them. And that's what we're doing, our committee to protect life. So when Florida passed their 24-hour waiting period, it's challenged in court, the ACLU representing the abortion industry. Out of Texas, again, when they have those two standards for those facilities, these abortion facilities to meet, it gets challenged in court. The ACLU gets involved. We have our committee to defend life. We want you to be part of that. You call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and join the committee online. We're only a few hundred people away from hitting 60,000 in just a few days. So I encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org or by phone at 877-989-2255. Amioko calling in from California on line 5. Amioko, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you. I was just want to share, you know, my story, just part of my story, how I was married and I'm a Christian, and my husband is our ex-husband at this moment is a strong believer. But with all the things that we have to go through in life, you will even have people around you, mothers, close husbands, even friends, telling you to get rid of your brilliance. I'm going to call us. We are all brilliant because God made us in his true likeness. So we are brilliant. So I did get rid of my first child that I had with my husband because he told me to, because we were going through some form of beginning of domestic violence. And the second time I miscarried. Actually, I miscarried, and there was a crazy ordeal how I miscarried, you know, and... As I miscarried, then they had to take care of. I was still testing positive.
Amioka, I'm just jumping in because we only got about, you hear the music, 40 seconds left before the break. Let me thank you again also for being courageous and telling your story. That's why we have to fight for those pro-life pregnancy centers as well. They come under attack, and they try to help women who are in your situation similar to yours and try to help them through the process, and they come under attack by the abortion industry. We've got to fight back, folks. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and go to ACLJ.org. Stay updated on these issues. We'll be right back.
When it was first released last fall, Rise of ISIS skyrocketed to the top, becoming a number one New York Times bestseller. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team revealed the brutality of ISIS, the Islamic State, putting a much-needed spotlight on this real and present danger. Now this best-selling book, Rise of ISIS, has been revised and updated with critical new insight and new analysis. Find out how ISIS continues to expand, to dominate, to unleash unspeakable violence against Christians and others, and find out what needs to be done to stop them. A revised and updated edition of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available now at bookstores nationwide. Or you can order a copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Rise of ISIS, available now. It's being called the biggest abortion case at the United States Supreme Court in 25 years. The High Court has temporarily blocked a critical pro-life Texas law. Now the lives of thousands of babies and women are at stake. Texas passed a critical pro-life law requiring basic safety standards at abortion clinics and ensured that women injured in abortions could be quickly admitted to hospitals. Abortion zealots did all they could to oppose this law, and have now turned to the Supreme Court to stop it. Stand with the ACLJ in defense of the life of the unborn. We're preparing to file a critical amicus brief to vigorously defend life and uphold these pro-life laws. Add your name today. Sign on to our committee to defend pro-life laws and save lives. call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. I want to play for you now a clip of our documentary called Choosing Life. It takes a look back at the pro-life movement and how we got to this point where abortion mills are now fighting to not have to meet basic health standards for even women. Folks, they have long ignored the health and safety of the child that is involved, but now they are ignoring and fighting against common sense regulations for even the health and safety of the woman who is seeking that abortion. I want to take a look back for just a moment by playing this clip from our documentary called Choosing Life and how we got to this point in the pro-life movement. Where this clip that you're going to hear is going to take a look at ACLJ's involvement in that cause, as well as Jay Sekulow's involvement specifically in that cause. If you want to see the entire thing online, it is online at acljfilms.com. But let's play just a few minutes now to give you a flavor of what the entire thing is like. Again, this is a clip from our documentary called Choosing Life.
We end up before the chief judge of the court, the federal court in Kansas, Patrick J. Kelly. And Judge Kelly became very aggressive.
An angry Judge Patrick Kelly said his orders to prevent demonstrators from closing down three anti-abortion clinics there would be obeyed. And federal marshals saw to it that they were.
They'll be arrested on the spot. They'll be brought to my court, those leaders. And by the evening, they'll be right up at Sedgwick County Jail. And if they have thoughts of being home by Christmas, they can forget it.
We hadn't even had the hearing on the contempt order, whether the injunction was violated. And he instructs me and others and tells them, tell your clients to bring their toothbrush. And he actually said this on national television as well.
Say farewell to their family and bring their toothbrush. And I mean it, because they're going to jail.
A judge can use his raw power to try to stifle the movement, but God has raised up a move of his spirit here that no man can stand against. None. None.
You know, we're called to do Nightline, and they tell me that the other guest is going to be Lawrence Tribe from Harvard University, and he's in an air-conditioned studio. I'm asked to go to the abortion clinic. About 10,000 protesters are there, pro-lifers. It's 104 degrees, and I'm asked to do it in front of the abortion clinic.
Joining us now from Wichita is the attorney for Operation Rescue, Jay Sekulow, and from our Boston affiliate, WCVB, Harvard University law professor, Lawrence Tribe, an expert on constitutional law. Mr. Sekulow, I want to ask you a question. When you say that you're the attorney but that you don't tell your clients what to do, behind you are a great many people. I can just see a few of them who are obviously have followed you tonight and know that you are speaking, so that it is more, is it not, you have more than just the role of the attorney looking at the laws. You are advising those people behind you.
Barbara, I am here at this site because your office asked me to come here. I am the attorney. I would have been happy to do this in the studio. You all wanted the dramatic effect. You got it. There are thousands of people and millions across America that disagree, that say abortion's murder. And the fact of the matter is, what this case is all about are people speaking out. In an America, we have the right to speak out. Now, Judge Kelly disagrees with me. I respect that. But Judge Kelly knows that when he asked me to talk with my client, what I told him was I would inform the court of the order, the consequences of violation, as I am obligated to do as an officer of the court. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to go the next step, and Judge Kelly understood that, I believe. I am representing my client zealously. Maybe what's unusual here, and in this issue, is there's some zealous representation, which maybe has been long overdue.
They don't tell me that there's a third guest.
Joining us now from our affiliate, KAKE in Wichita, is U.S. District Judge Patrick Kelly.
The third guest ends up being the federal court judge who's hearing the case, Judge Kelly.
And my order will bring this to a close. And if these people take up tomorrow, and this lawyer will not tell them that they must follow my order, then tomorrow we'll see. But as I promised to them this week, if they take up again tomorrow, if they continue as what they did before, as opposed to today it was peace, they'll all be in jail. And I promise them that I will no longer listen. I try to work with them, try to reason with them, and I cannot reason with this lawyer. I begged him to turn to them and tell him, please, that you have an obligation to obey the law, and he will not.
That was inappropriate on the judge's part and caused, quite frankly, a significant change in litigation posture as well, because now we had Judge Kelly on Nightline debating the points with me on air. which was just absolutely inappropriate.
Okay. Are you going to take to the streets tomorrow? Are you going to be in front of those clinics?
I am the attorney representing these people. I'm not the client.
I wish you could get a commitment from him of that. I'd like to know myself.
Okay, could you answer us tomorrow, just that question? Are you going to be in front of the abortion clinics tomorrow, sir?
Our clients are going to do what they think's right. I am not in a position to say what the clients are going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what we're legally doing. We've already appealed this on an emergency basis to the 10th Circuit. We do not get satisfactory relief there, Barbara. We are going to the United States Supreme Court. That's the bottom line.
What happens tomorrow, Barbara, or next week?
Well, tomorrow, if all holds, there'll be peace in this city.
Mm-hmm.
If these people elect to go back out and do what they were doing as recent as Saturday, by tomorrow night, they'll all be in jail. It's that simple.
Obviously, this is a most important case. We're happy to be able to present some of your views tonight, and certainly the whole nation will continue to follow it and to see what happens, especially tomorrow.
I could probably close your show by saying what one of the lawyers on the steps of the court said this morning, that what we need is a new judge.
I end up going the next day into court, go back into chambers. Judge Kelly gives me this hug. He was very jubilant that we were on, you know, national TV. And I said, well, Judge Kelly, you know, you've gone from being the umpire to the cheerleader for the other side, and you really can't do that. And I said, I'm going to have to ask you to recuse yourself. He refused to, and I took it up to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals on an emergency order, and they ordered his recusal. It became a really significant case on federal judges and their ability to be unbiased. And we take those cases up to the Supreme Court of the United States.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments this week in a case backed by President Bush that could roll back the right of a woman to choose whether or not to have an abortion.
Those cases ended up being 1,500 of them in Atlanta. 1,500 cases.
So I'm praying, and many of these pastors are praying, that Christians will, for lack of a better word, just get mad over what has taken place. And there'll be a great outcry from believers that this cannot happen. Our constitutional rights of free speech and free assembly must be protected so that we can continue sharing the gospel and praying wherever we are as believers.
And we pretty much got all of them dismissed by utilizing the legal system in the appropriate way, and the state could not prove its case.
Well, we literally clashed philosophies in the street. We would have maybe sometimes only 15 or 20 people outside an abortion clinic. We might be on our knees praying. We might be carrying signs. We might be making announcements through a bullhorn.
Folks, again, that was from our documentary called Choosing Life. I encourage you to find the entire thing online at acljfilms.com. I think you're going to really benefit from taking a look at that entire thing. But as we close the broadcast today, I need you to take a stand for life. These are cases that really do save lives. We know that about 10,000 lives would be saved in 1 year in the state of Texas as a result of the substandard abortion clinics or abortion mills that would close as a result of the law that is in question here. I want you to call now. Add your name to our brief that we will be filing at the various courts, including the Supreme Court of the United States, in defense of this law in Texas, in defense of the law in Mississippi, and other laws across the nation that are similar in nature. Call now, 877-989-2255, or sign online at aclj.org. And don't forget, folks, we're in our July matching challenge. Any gift that you can give to the work of the ACLJ will be doubled. It's tax deductible, and your impact can be doubled. $50 becomes $100, $100 becomes $200. It doubles the impact of the work that we can do as a result of your contribution. Donate online today at aclj.org.
In his new book, Undemocratic, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.